Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to the next episode of Crypto Nights, where the best minds bridge the crypto divide. I'm your host, Kanth Miriala. Here's my usual disclaimer. These are for educational purposes only, not a solicitation nor an endorsement for investment. You do so at your sole discretion. We suggest you do your due diligence. We are not financial advisors. Tokens are highly risky and you could lose all of your invested money. With that, let me come to the more exciting topic. Alex Wan. Today's guest is Alex Wan. We are joined by Alex Wan, CEO of Aurora Labs. Alex is an expert at leading teams in the design and delivery of software products. He has managed a wide range of operations, marketing, sales analytics, and products for Amazon, Adobe, and IBM, and recently led a product management team in replatforming their application to operate on a private Ethereum blockchain. That's a project. Still in stealth mode. Aurora recently launched IDEX, which is the topic of today's conversation, a new high-performance decentralized exchange for trading Ethereum ERC-20 tokens. IDEX provides traders with both smart contract security and a real-time trading experience, eliminating the usability issues currently associated with Ethereum-based decentralized exchanges. With IDEX, traders can trade back and forth instantly, place multiple orders at once, and cancel orders without gas costs. So without further ado, let's hear from Alex Wan. Hi, Alex. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Kanth?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. I am really excited. So I wanted you to kind of start off with an introduction, a little bit about yourself. I am going to do an episode introduction, but I also want you to tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
Sure. Thanks, Kanth. So I've been in the software space for a little over 8 years now. Started off working at a marketing analytics startup doing retail and CPG pricing and promotion analytics. So helping drugstores, grocery stores, and the manufacturers of the products within them, help them understand how consumers are responding to their different price discounts and their promotional events. Did a lot of product management work while I was there as well. Around 3 or 4 years ago, like many people, discovered Bitcoin and then eventually Ethereum, and just it piqued my curiosity, being into technology myself, trying to understand what this thing was. My co-founder, Phil, has been in the space for 5 or 6 years now and started out as a cryptocurrency trader, Bitcoin, and then all the altcoins as they started to pop up. And when Ethereum came out, he was really kind of captivated by the idea of a decentralized exchange using Ethereum smart contracts to kind of trustlessly trade all of these new Ethereum assets that we expected to be launched. You know, the early days, it was only a handful, and now we've really seen the explosion of Ethereum tokens within the ecosystem. And all of that led to kind of the genesis and idea of IDEX. So IDEX is a new decentralized Ethereum asset exchange, but it's different than some of the other ones out there in that it addresses the usability issues of other decentralized exchanges. The current problems really all stem from the fact that the blockchain is slow to update. And so if you're relying on the blockchain for balances, it's going to lead to a poor user experience. So for example, some of the current products have really slow trades. So the order books are really slow to update, and there's a possibility of what's known as a bad jump destination and wasting gas, where you and others are actually competing to fill the same orders. And if someone gets the order before you, then their order goes through and yours doesn't, because the tokens are no longer available for trading. So people are actually paying additional gas than they should, more gas than they need to, in order to try to beat other people to getting to these existing orders. And then some of these products are actually susceptible to order griefing, because you can take the assets and while a trade is in process, you can actually move them out of your wallet or out of the contract, you know, to some other destination and actually cause the trade to fail. And ultimately, the issue is that you can't have a high performance exchange if there's a chance that the transactions will fail. And so this is where the idea came about for IDEX. So ours is kind of the fastest and most usable decentralized exchange out there. It uses an innovative design that's inspired a bit by state channels. So you users, in order to trade on IDEX, they first have to deposit funds into the contract. And then when they trade on the exchange, all the trades and transactions appear to happen in real time to the user. So from their perspective and from the UI perspective, it feels like you're trading on a centralized exchange. However, behind the scenes, every time they make a trade, the private key is used to authorize that trade in the contract. IDEX then uses that authorization to execute and settle the trades in the right order. So this ensures that if you buy an asset and then sell it a few seconds later, that the exchange dispatches the buy before the sell, and all the trades on the blockchain settle in the right order to eventually catch up to what's already happened in the UI and from the user's trading perspective. Once all trades have settled, then the user is able to withdraw from the smart contract back into their wallet. So we think we've got a unique, innovative solution here that really addresses and solves a lot of the challenges and issues that have kept people from adopting decentralized exchanges with more enthusiasm.
So for a user or a trader, a different and another decentralized exchange would be either slow, or they'll have to use more gas and probably have many canceled transactions and overall a bad user experience. Did I get the current scenario right, the before picture?
That's exactly right. And one other to mention is that canceling transactions on chain and truly invalidating orders, it costs gas for each transaction on these other competitors. And we've come up with a way that we can batch cancel those transactions in a period of time. So if you're really worried about security, this is a way that you can, for the cost of about a penny, you know, cancel all of your transactions over a previous period of time. They're pulled from the UI immediately, and then you pay this small fee to actually invalidate them on chain. And that's really crucial for trading bots. So we've been in discussions with market makers, one of them a VC that's interested in bringing liquidity to the exchange. And he just emphasized to me that, you know, we're one of the few that really gets that if you're going to have trading bots, you have to be able to cancel immediately and essentially without penalty. Otherwise, as these bots are placing and canceling orders every time the market moves, it's going to get cost prohibitive to do so if you have to mine a cancel into the blockchain for every transaction.
And did he say a penny for canceling is tolerable?
Exactly. I mean, this is for, you know, thousands of transactions, over a period of weeks or something, whenever you feel comfortable. So that's not going to hurt their margins too much. But if you're having to cancel, you know, and pay a couple pennies for every single individual trade, then yeah, that's going to add up quickly.
I'm trying to understand. So many of my questions might be dumb questions, but so one of the ideas that I have been discussing with some of my partners is algorithmic trading of, let's say, Bitcoin or Ether. Are you saying that your exchange will make that possible?
So our exchange, we have an API where we allow users to call all of the information they would need in order to create an algorithm to trade against kind of market movements, current orders on the books. You can kind of use all the publicly available information and create a trading bot from that. So any exchange can create an API and open that up to users. The big challenge is that how does this trading bot operate? And it's going to be placing and removing orders, you know, as the market moves to try to create a little bit on either side of the spread. So it's going to be try to be on either side of the price, buying and selling, but also putting orders and then removing them as the market moves. And so if you have extra costs for orders that don't fill in order to cancel orders, then that starts to eat into the profitability of orders that do execute. And often you'll be canceling more orders than you'll actually be executing. So that's the piece that IDEX solves by making it affordable to do that kind of operation, where you will have a lot of canceled and unfilled orders that you'll want to invalidate on the blockchain and won't want to pay a cost of doing so every transaction.
That's awesome. And so who do you think will use IDEX? Who is your target customer?
The target customer right now are those who have Ethereum tokens and want to trade them. So we're not targeting people who are new to the crypto space. You can only connect to IDEX by using a wallet of some sort, either a private key or MetaMask and Ledger. So it's not for people who are looking to buy cryptocurrency with their credit card. Instead, these are people who are familiar with the space, have some tokens that operate on the Ethereum network and want a better, more secure place to trade them. So really it's either targeting people who are already familiar with decentralized exchanges and want a better alternative, one with a better user experience, or those who are still on centralized exchanges because they haven't moved over because of the poor UX, and saying, letting them know that, hey, we've got an alternative that lets you keep everything that's good about a centralized exchange, but also capitalize on the benefits of security that comes from using a smart contract for trade and settlement.
Oh, that's interesting. So how many tokens are there on your exchange right now? Your exchange is already live, you said.
It's already live. We have most every Ethereum token that's out there. I think well over 200. I forget exactly the number at this time. But if it's a popular Ethereum asset, then it's on our exchange. Also, we have a way that users can request to add new assets to the exchange. And we'll generally turn that around within a day. So if you've got a token that's on Ethereum, bring it over to IDEX and you'll be able to trade it.
And when did IDEX go live?
We've been operating for about 7 weeks now.
Oh, congratulations.
That's great. Thank you.
And do you already have some users that are trading pretty regularly on your exchange?
We do. We've seen some pretty good growth. So last I checked, we were over 25,000 monthly active users. We had about 150,000 worth of trading volume yesterday. And we're seeing kind of that consistent repeat user visits, as well as that growth in volume in customers. And we've also come up with some programs to try to incentivize users to come to trade on the exchange. So we've got a market making rewards program where individuals are able to earn Aura, which is the network token of our ecosystem. And I think we'll touch on that in a little bit here. They can actually earn that by placing and having their limit orders filled on the exchange. So this creates an incentive for users to choose IDEX over similar competitors and to come to IDEX early on while we're still getting going. So you can actually get paid to trade, as we're calling it, on IDEX. It's based on your filled limit orders compared to everyone else during the reward period. So we actually have a set number of rewards that are up for grabs. And based on kind of how much you trade proportional to others on the exchange, you get a percentage of that rewards pool. So we're really hoping that will incentivize people to come over early, because there's a certain amount up for grabs and it's pretty sizable at the moment. And if you're the only one with any trading activity, you know, you're going to be able to take a large chunk of those rewards.
Okay. And let's pretend that I'm one of those people and I'm currently on a different exchange and I have 10 ethers. And so I come to your IDEX, create an account, transfer over. Do I get a wallet at IDEX?
So it depends on how you want to connect. So we have an option to create a private key where you'll create a new wallet. It'll be stored and secured in your browser. And it's done in a way that's, you know, it's going to be private and secure. It's just client side. You can then transfer Ether from whatever other wallet you have into that IDEX wallet. You can also connect directly with the private key. So if you've got it stored on your computer, you can load that up, the private key or the key store. And then we also support access via MetaMask or Ledger. Those two experiences, it's not quite the same user experience as connecting via private key, primarily because anytime you initiate a transaction, you have to then authorize and approve it, either by clicking the pop-up that comes up in MetaMask or in terms of Ledger, actually clicking the buttons on the device. However, it's still a very good user experience. So for Ledger, you can process trades about as fast as you can click, which for all intents and purposes is as fast as anyone really needs to be trading on an exchange. So, you know, we're excited to offer people a range of kind of security as well as usability when it comes to connecting with different wallets and private key options.
Okay. Now, what if I want to trade on your exchange for a while, and then I want to take my ethers and I want to convert them into British pounds or US dollars or Indian rupees? Would I be able to do that?
So that's where we do not have any connection with the traditional financial system. So being a decentralized exchange operating on Ethereum, you can only trade assets that are on the Ethereum network itself. So it has to be an Ethereum blockchain-based asset. So that's going to be Ether or any of these ERC-20 tokens that are represented by smart contracts. So if you want to trade back into dollars, pounds, anything like that, you'll need to withdraw your Ether or other tokens if they're supported and take them to some other exchange that will allow you to cash back out into a traditional bank account.
Wonderful. So I see that. I think you have a very clear value proposition. I think you are saying that, you know, there's a good user experience, there's speed of trading, there's a variety of options for onboarding, and there's also an incentive for people to try this, right? They are getting paid for the to trade, as you said. So I see a whole bunch of advantages to being on IDEX. Do you see any disadvantages in order to make these? Did you have to trade off something else somewhere else?
So we tried building on the 0x protocol. We were excited by the idea of sharing liquidity across exchanges. You know, we think that's a good value proposition of decentralization to be able to bring these order books together. However, given the nature of the way the protocol operates, because you can trade from your wallet, it makes it so that you can't be certain that trades will always execute and settle at a later date. There's a possibility that you can initiate a trade and then move the funds out of the wallet before it's settled. And as I mentioned before, you can't have a high performance exchange if there's a chance that the transactions will fail. So we actually kind of shunned the shared order book component and possibility for the time being in order to create this better user experience. However, we're aware that, you know, that's a really big benefit. And so we're trying to figure out ourselves, how can we create this same experience, this high performance exchange, while also taking advantage of this notion of shared liquidity. And that's where we're working on Snow Globe, which is kind of the next iteration of development, where it's going to be a high performance exchange protocol for connecting multiple IDEX-like exchanges. So it's inspired by Plasma and some of the other scalability solutions out there. Some of the core benefits is it'll allow each exchange to have their own chain and network token. So we think that's a big benefit for exchange operators. It allows them to kind of incentivize users and have a way for their exchange to take some of the benefits of being their own network. You know, having a network token that can operate on Ethereum and be used to secure the exchange and its transactions through a proof of stake model. But then it also allows exchanges at the higher level to trade and share liquidity across them, such that if you have orders on one of these exchanges, on one of these networks, you're able to take advantage of buyers that may be on the other exchange or the other network, which is really kind of the best of both worlds. So it's not extracting rent through a fee token. It's allowing people to kind of combine their liquidity, take the benefits of this shared order book, while also at the same time kind of scaling and providing that higher performance experience that we've created here with IDEX.
And over the last 7 weeks of being live, what are people coming back to you? What are they excited about? What are they happy about? What are the two or three things that they're thanking you for?
So the big one is just the usability and the speed. We get people saying, you know, I forget the exact quote. I wish I had it on me, but we were feeling pretty, our CTO was feeling pretty good yesterday. It was kudos to whoever built this exchange. You're an amazing dev, like, you know, best trading experience I've had yet. So I think what we get excited by is when users say, I don't even know that this is a decentralized exchange, right? When they tell us that, as far as I can tell, this is just as good as any other centralized exchange I've used. I can't even tell that you guys are relying on the blockchain for trade and settlement. And that's what makes us happy, right? When we hear that we've done a good enough job kind of hiding and protecting users from the drawbacks of using a blockchain for trade and settlement, that we've actually managed to do it. We've managed to separate it so that the user experience is not affected by some of the drawbacks and negative aspects of blockchains in their infancy, basically latency and throughput.
Oh, that's very exciting. I'm sure it feels good to have that as your dream and come out and have people actually say that you guys reached that goal.
Absolutely.
And what were the surprises in the last 7 weeks? What were things that happened that you did not expect or you learned?
I guess one of the things is just, you know, it's been good to have kind of a slow increased launch of users, because it's allowed us to work out any other kind of kinks and bugs. You know, we've got a team of five, and we did, of course, a ton of testing before going live with this thing. And we were 100% certain on the smart contract security. But given the way we're trying to kind of prioritize and queue trades, and we have this separate database of balances for the users on the exchange, there's just a lot of edge cases and things to cover. So it's been good that we've had kind of a group of users that have been our beta testers that have helped us point out, you know, minor issues here and there. So that's been a good way to kind of, as we grow, you know, make sure that this product, and at this point, it's you know, it's ready to go for kind of the prime time and you know, for an influx of users. I think the other thing has just been the just seeing kind of the power that liquidity and network effects have. So, you know, we have this amazing product. We've got an incentive for users to get over, and we're seeing good growth, but we'd like it to be more. You know, we want it to be faster. And everyone we talk to says, wow, this is so much better than what else is out there. I'm going to tell all my friends, but it just takes time. And, you know, obviously that's been something that we wish we could accelerate, and we're trying a bunch of creative things to do so. But I guess I was a little bit surprised at just how powerful those network effects can be. Just that, you know, it takes time for information to get out into the market. People have to hear things. I forget, there was some psychology study that people need to hear things a few times before they say, well, maybe there's something to that, right? The first time you hear it, you kind of dismiss it. The second time, third time, you're like, well, this thing starts popping up again. Maybe it's something I should pay attention to. So I think we're reaching that point with IDEX, but, you know, it was a bit as a surprise that, you know, hey guys, we're over here. We've got this amazing product. Just come give us a shot, and we're positive you won't leave.
So Alex, what are the other elements of your technology, or what are the things that are coming down the pike in the next few weeks that you want our audiences to know about?
Sure. So the big thing that we've been focused on is our membership token sale. So on December 4th, we're going to be selling to the public, we're calling it the DVIP membership. And it gives people a couple of different benefits. So one of them is it gives you the option to choose between free trades for the next 2 years or a rewards multiplier for that rewards program, where you earn rewards at twice the rate of other people. And you can actually choose between which benefit you want for every different trade that you're doing on the exchange. So if you want to make some purchases, you can choose to take advantage of the free trades benefit. If you want to list some orders for purchase on the exchange, if you want to place some limit orders, you can choose that rewards multiplier. So this is a way to incentivize people to, one, help fund the next stage of development. So it's kind of a way to prepay for your trading activity. So instead of doing a la carte purchases, if you will, you know, paying per transaction, you have an opportunity to prepay and become a member of this exchange, so that over the next couple of years, all of your trades are free. In addition to those benefits, users also get 50,000 Aura tokens, which I mentioned earlier is our network token, 50,000 of those per full DVIP. And both the benefits and the rewards in terms of Aura are proportional to your holdings. So you don't need a full DVIP to get the benefit of what I just mentioned. Once that 2 year period is up, we're going to continue to have the double the multiplier on the Aura rewards for those that are placing limit orders. So this is actually something that, you know, will continue to have value long into the future. And then just kind of a few details on the sale. So it's going on sale December 4th, and there'll be 1,600 memberships available at a price of $3,000. But as I mentioned, you can buy, you know, portions of a membership and get proportional benefits. So we really think that there's something valuable for anyone who's interested in trading on the exchange.
So you have a really tight limit, only 3,000 of these. And what was the 1,600 again?
So it's 1,600 of them available, and then the price is $3,000 a piece.
Okay. So that's what, about 5 million, is it?
That's about right. Exactly. 4.8.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, thanks. So we think there's a couple cool things about it, right? So one is it helps us kind of accelerate revenue and gives us a way to fund the next level of development. It also gives it another incentive for people to kind of join and stick by the exchange early on, right? Because once you're a member, you've got all these benefits if you're able to trade on the exchange. And so now you're going to tell your friends, you're going to bring in others. You know, we really think it's going to be a catalyst for some of those network effects that I talked about. Because as a member, you get more benefits the more the exchange grows and the more people join and more trading opportunities that there are.
Okay. And what's the link? Where should they go to do to be a part of this operation?
Yeah. So if you want to check out our exchange, go to idex.market, IDEX.market. And if you want to check out a little bit more about our other products, as well as the membership, head to auroradao.com. That's Aurora, like Aurora Borealis, DAO, DAO.com.
Wonderful. And should they be an accredited investor to be a part of this $3,000 purchase?
No, we're opening up to everyone. Anywhere in the world, all you need to do is use ETH to make your purchases. So as I mentioned, we're pricing it in US dollars. So leading into the sale, we'll have a period at which point we say this is going to be the price in Ether. That'll be published on our site so you'll be able to see exactly how much each DVIP will be sold for. And then we'll be using a smart contract to execute the sale. And based on how much Ether you send to the smart contract, it'll automatically calculate and send you back the right amount of DVIP.
Wow. So they can be in any country and they do not need to be an accredited investor. And this is not a security in the US?
That's correct. And that's because of the fact that we've built our product before we're doing anything here. Okay. So DVIP is not a security, and that's because we've actually got our exchange already built and live. So there's a product live today, and you're buying a membership that is basically a different way of paying for use on the product. So you have the option of using it a la carte, so to speak, where you can pay per transaction and pay the associated fees, or you can buy one of these memberships, which allows you to get the trade benefits over the next couple of years, increase the rate at which you earn Aura rewards going into the future, as well as get a free stake in the next version of the exchange. So because we're already live and operational, and because it does require some use on the user in terms of participation, you know, we're not going to be classified as a security.
Wonderful. And how long will this sale go on?
The sale will be going on for 1 month. So it starts December 4th and ends January 4th.
Oh, that's great. And anybody with a Ether wallet, for example, like a MyEther wallet, can connect and participate in the purchase?
Exactly. It'll be similar to many of the other token sales that have occurred on Ethereum, where you can use any of your wallets, private key, MyEther wallet to connect, MetaMask, send the Ether directly to our smart contract, and then it'll calculate the exchange rate and send you right back the proportional amount of DVIP.
Oh, that's... what do you see as your total base of potential users? I think we have what, 6-7 million wallets now, crypto wallets?
Yeah, so you mean in terms of IDEX, terms of trading?
In terms of trading.
Sure. So I think we kind of look at some of the other exchanges out there for inspiration of where we could get to eventually. And I think some of the centralized exchanges have hundreds of thousands or even millions of users. You know, we know not all those wallets on Ethereum are for traders, but we do think that we've got a solution that if you're trading any sort of Ethereum token against Ether, then IDEX is going to be the best exchange for you to operate on. It's going to be the best combination of usability as well as security. So we think that certainly we, you know, as I mentioned, we're already at 25,000 monthly active users, and we certainly expect to surpass that here and go up into the six figures.
Yeah. The reason I brought that up is so the potential for you to grow is from 25,000 to, let's say a million or more, a few million even, potentially, is not unreasonable.
Absolutely. We'd love to reach that level, right? And, we think we've got the issue with decentralized exchanges has just been that as user volume increases, it actually becomes a worse experience because you have all these people competing for the same orders. And so because IDEX does not suffer from that same problem, given our design, we think we've actually got the product that can support an influx of users of that size.
So the reason I did all of this is to connect some dots. So I invest $3,000 and I buy what did you call the name of the token was?
DVIP.
DVIP. So I buy one DVIP token, and then the value of the ecosystem, I'm imagining, as you go from 25,000 users all the way to, let's say, a few hundred thousand or even a million, will dramatically increase the value of my DVIP token, I'm imagining. Can you give me some of the factors that go into that?
Yeah. So for an individual, if you're trading about $2,000 a day worth of trading volume, then a DVIP is a more affordable way of paying for your transaction fees, over the course of 2 years. And it doesn't take a lot of trades to get to that level, right? You know, if you have a couple hundred dollars worth of assets and you trade them 4 or 5 times a day, you've reached that level of trade activity. And then certainly, as I mentioned earlier, anyone doing trading that's any sort of sophisticated with bots where you're buying and selling, you know, multiple times per hour, you'll quickly surpass that in terms of trading volume. So that's, you know, one way to get a benefit out of the DVIP. The other is with the market making rewards. So we think that the Aura token, which is going to be used to secure that next iteration of the exchange, as I mentioned, that sidechain, that itself is going to have value as the exchange grows and as it starts to process more transactions. The value for those who are staking their token to secure the network, they're going to be getting value from the exchange as it grows and as it increases its transaction fees. So that's another way that we're kind of incentivizing traders to come to IDEX and bring your trading to this exchange where as it grows, you kind of can grow and partake in some of the success of the exchange itself.
So if my transaction fee on an average is $10 per day, you're talking 2 years, 700 days, $7,000, this is $3,000. I mean, straight up math.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then that ignores, you know, that's, I think, the simplest math for people to wrap their heads around. And then it starts to get a little tricky when you think about the rewards and how you can earn more Aura faster, as well as the 50,000 free Aura that comes with each membership. And that's where we think, you know, like a lot of things, it's bringing markets to assets that maybe didn't have markets before. And there's going to be a period of time where people are trying to figure all this stuff out. But we think that we've got a really good value proposition here for anyone who wants to start trading and become a part of IDEX.
Wonderful. And I'm sure if people go to your website, they'll find all kinds of examples that illustrate the potential value of the purchase of the DVIP token.
Yep, that's exactly right. Come check out the website and reach out to us if you have any other questions. We're very active both on the exchange. We've got a chat on the exchange that we monitor, as well as on our Telegram channel. So you can find the link to our Telegram channel at the bottom of our main website, auroradao.com.
Any other last minute thoughts? Anything else that either I missed asking or things that you thought you should mention in this podcast to wrap things up?
No, that's about it regarding IDEX and kind of our future development plans on that product. And if you go to our site, you'll see a few other things that we're working on, but Conf and I were thinking we'll do another episode here shortly to touch on those other pieces of the project.
Oh, Alex, I'm glad we decided to do that. There was so much information that we covered on this one. There was no way we could have gotten to all the topics. I have a feeling we'll have you back multiple times, but all the best on all the things you and Phil are doing. Congratulations on what you have accomplished so far. And our audiences will be eagerly waiting for you to be back on another podcast.
Great. Thank you, Conf. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptoknights.io.